Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's welcome in Sean Salisbury. You can hear him Mondays at 6 p.m. with Lo Neal, the football hour here on 95.7 The Game. And you got to be getting excited. We got a full weekend of football, Sean. How you doing? Peak too soon, right?
Peak too soon? Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm excited. Oh, yeah, this is great football. When you think about the defenses on a couple of these teams, tremendous quarterbacks, the excitement of the run game and how the 49ers are going to apply that, the cold weather in some places, how Derrick Henry's going to be, how healthy is Bosa and Fred fully healthy. I mean, the list goes on and on. The offensive line of the Tampa, I can't. And are the Rams more fluff than they are, you know, substance? We're about to find out. I can't wait. This is great football weekend.
Yeah, and you brought up Nick Bosa. He cleared concussion protocol, so he looks like he's all set to go. You do the football hour out here in the Bay every week, so you know I don't have to tell you about the nuances of the drafting of Trey Lance, and Jimmy's played all year, and Trey Lance started to get, you know, the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback, and they're in the divisional playoff game. Trey Lance is sitting there. How do you anticipate this is going to play out? And I'm talking about just specifically with Garoppolo and with Trey Lance. And does it depend on the next couple games?
I don't think it matters. I don't. And I think Trey Lance has got a great future ahead of him. He just needs reps and to know he's the guy. And Jimmy Garoppolo's underappreciated nationally. He is. And maybe even locally. You guys around it all the time. And I think if you get, it's kind of, you're not really in between on Jimmy. You either say he's better than people think or you want him out, right?
So yeah.
I can tell you this, Jimmy wins and Jimmy Garoppolo is, they're not there because of him where they are today, but I can sure as hell tell you if he wasn't the quarterback this year, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. I'm just telling you, he is just the poise and the right thing. Trey Lance has got some ability. Don't misunderstand me. You saw him play pretty well after that slow start in his last start, but moving forward is another thing. I'm talking about specifically now. If Jimmy leads them to the Super Bowl, I still don't think he's going to start for them next year. I think that when you make that kind of commitment to Trey Lance, and I know there's no transfer portal, so he's not going anywhere, but you give up all that, they basically have said, in my opinion, that that's our guy. Now, how does Kyle feel deeply about him? You're playing Jimmy with a sore thumb, and this time all the way through it. How does Kyle feel about the offseason with Trey Lance thinking, okay, with more time, will he be, you know, and reps, is he going to be ready to lead us from the opening game? If Kyle thinks, you know what, we are a year and a half away, that's about the only way Jimmy's coming back, unless, of course, they want to get the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, I guess. But I've said all year long on the Football Hour and on my show in Texas, I don't believe that, regardless, I don't think that Jimmy is going to be here either way. Now, it's a risk you're taking. But you're not here because of him. You're sure as hell not here in spite of him. And I think that he's the best guy now for them. But I would imagine if they hold him in the high regards they did when they traded for him, meaning Trey Lance, that Jimmy Garoppolo will be the starting quarterback for somebody else next year.
Sean, I hear you loud and clear, man. I'm not playing tomorrow. I'm trying to be objective as I can. I know it's about Jimmy. It's about Kittle, Devontae Adams, and Rodgers. But I told Steiny – a couple times this season, not just around Christmas. I saw Baker Mayfield kind of shred that Packers secondary and defense. I saw a Monday Night Football game where the Lions quarterback, Jared Goff, was moving the ball on Green Bay. Sean Salisbury, is this a championship defense in Green Bay?
No, but it's good enough for that quarterback to pretend like it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They're not there because of them. It's almost like Jimmy the quarterback. They'll survive it. You can score on them. We've seen it. You can score points on them, and you make a hell of a point. And that's what leads me to a couple keys to this is the front seven for the 49ers on one side of getting to Rodgers and having Bosa healthy and passing that protocol is a monster. It is, and playing in their backfield. But with this Jimmy thing, and you're talking about the Packers defense, he's going to get chances, guys. I promise you. You want to know why? Because if you're the Packers and you roll into this game with the way Kyle game plans, who is as sharp a game planner as there is in this and that staff, and you decide you're going to roll into this in your building and you're going to play two high safeties and a lot of zone, and you're going to line up and say, you know what, with that run scheme and the way they block it and they're physical up front when they're going good, and Kittle dominate whoever he's over, an end or an outside backer, you're getting to the second level. You're going to tell me, if you're the Packers, that you're coming into this game, and when you leave Lambeau Field, if you lose, and you tell me, yeah, we gave up 192 yards rushing, then you're an idiot. If you're not you, but the Packers. If you're going now, if I'm going to put eight down, and you still can run it on me and run opposite, you know, just count numbers, and we still can't tackle, and you're still able to dominate us, or six in the box when it's empty back, or when it's five or four wides and got one back in the back. When you're outnumbered, and the Packers outnumber you, and if the 49ers can still dominate in the run game, then shame on the Packers for being that soft, if that's the case. They're good, and they've got some good players on defense, but they're not great, and yes, you can score. So Jimmy's going to get chances, because if I'm coordinating that defense, I'm the Belichick style. The best player can't beat me that's not named a quarterback. This quarterback has to beat me. I want to make him beat me throwing the ball down the field. I want to make him beat me when we pressure in the pass game. I want to see if he can complete balls outside the numbers, and I want to see if he can hold up. Now, maybe he can, but if Jimmy beats me in this game going 24 or 28, which he's capable of, then you know what? The Packers just say, tip your hat and say, we got him. But you cannot allow the run game to dominate you. But if you're the 49ers going in thinking, you know what, if we get to 20, we win. This, to me, is a 31-27 type game. I think it's high scoring. I think both offenses can move the ball. 49ers defense is better, especially in the front seven. I don't. The 49ers perimeter corners I can attack if I'm Rodgers, which is the opposite. You better not try to blitz him. And if you get to him or don't get to him and you're playing Davante Adams and Lazard single coverage, you better have a good supply of body bags in the building, because Rodgers is going to get you. He just is. So there's a different approach for both. But if you're the Packers and you let the 49ers at least gash you with the run, you better do everything you can to make the passing game beat you in this one.
Sean Salisbury joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him Mondays at 6 with Lo Neal on the Football Hour. Sean, I've asked every guest this week this question, and I've had different answers. But I still think it's fascinating. You know, Kyle Shanahan's reputation as a play caller and an offensive mind is kind of unquestioned.
Yep.
This year, they lose Mostert, then Mitchell goes down early. Is there any other coach in the NFL that would have moved Deebo Samuel to the backfield?
No, but if they saw a guy with that potential, who I think is the best Swiss Army knife we have in football, I thought it last year. I mean, but the way he's utilized him, it's brilliance. You got your best, truthfully, other than Trent, he's your best, and well, I guess in Kittle too, he's pretty good. But as far as the versatility and what he does to defensive coordinators, when he's on the field with formations and motions and jet sweeps and inside zone and outside zone and toss sweep, put him in the slot, motion him out, put him outside, and his speed and power, there's a reason he's an all-pro. And he's going to get paid, is I doubt it, because they are so dialed in the run game, the way they teach it, the way they the way they play it, and who you plug in, that I'm not sure they would have seen that forest through the trees and had the guts, a lot of teams, to say, you know what, let's move our best receiver, let's stick him back there. But why wouldn't you? It goes back to the days when we were all playing, you know, youth football or high school. It's like, get the ball to your best player, screw up the defensive game plan. Because I can assure you the Packers all week long are like, okay, when Debo's here, it uses up practice time. It does. It uses up space in your head and on the practice field. And so, yes, I think it's a brilliant move. Now, somebody may have, but I think Kyle and that staff is so dialed into understanding what people do specialties, what they do. And then it's like, well, why can't we deploy this guy? I think you're going to try to see more of it. The key is trying to find dudes like that.
Right.
You know, Patterson's good. He's still not Debo. And so I think Kyle Shanahan has proven that there's only one thing for me that Kyle, I would love him to, but I know why he doesn't do it, is a little more, I would say, take the top off in situations, but I don't think he trusts the passing game to take over a game right now. And I get it. He knows what their strength is, so he leans on it. And unlike Kellen Moore in Dallas, he's not willing to, you know, to abandon it after two or three three and outs. He's going to do what he does. And he's the best. That staff's the best teacher of it in football. And now I doubt there would have been a staff that would have had the wherewithal to say, let's take this risk. But it wasn't a risk. The reward far outweighed it, and Debo Samuel has validated it 10 times over. Brilliant move, and a big reason why they're where they are right now and why the Green Bay Packers defense has a chance to be real in is because that cat in the backfield and at slot and at wide receiver and going in motion.
Good stuff. Sean, all week my theme to Steiny, he's been my therapist, is life in sports is fickle. You look at Jimmy, if you want to call him average, slightly above, his future kind of, you know, up in flux. Aaron Rodgers, the Don, the King, and his technically, you know, he might want to leave. I remember watching you perform on the NFL level, quarterback. I told Steiny, I side with Aaron Rodgers in this instance. If I got so much left and I'm at the top of my game, why would you go draft or waste a draft pick on Love? I get why that would bother Aaron Rodgers. If you were him, Sean, would that bother you to where I believe that's why the relationship started to sour?
I'm with you, and here's why. I'm not in the feel-good business of worrying about normally my quarterback's feelings. Like, if I draft somebody, dude, it's okay to learn to compete, right? Like a guy who's been in the league for, like, for instance, if I were to draft a quarterback this year in Cleveland, well, Baker just, I think he's been injured. He's had surgery. You're just going to have to compete, dude. I'm not worried about it. I'm in the business of winning games. I'm not in the feel-good business of making sure everybody is thinks the same way I do as a coach. I want my players to buy in, but when they buy in is when 11 of your best players are on the field, right? Or what you do, what's best for the team. In the Packers instance, it was a stupid pick, and I'm going to tell you why. You knew when you drafted Jordan Love, you got one of the Mount Rushmore-type goats in the league and the best pure thrower other than Marino or with him that we've ever seen in the league. And you're gonna bring him in, what, to sit for 5 years? He was never going to play. Aaron's durable. You know he's going to take you to places. At least every year gives you a chance to be playing, not only in January, but with a chance to play in February. And why you took him, it was almost like to spite him. I know it may not have been, but it was like, let's just draft this dude and piss Aaron off more. And all he's done since then is win an MVP award. He's going to win another one. He's thrown out 2 13-win seasons in a row. I mean, why? And I'm with you. I'd have just as soon grabbed himself another tackle to dominate or a stud edge rusher or done something, and I find the quarterback 2 years from now. I'm not in the business of – let's draft a guy now because 5 years from now he'll pay off. No, no, no. I'm in the business of winning now. The one thing I do like about the Rams that they do is that they said, screw these assets, man. Matt Stafford's better than any first-round guy we're going to go get. Let's go get that dude. And right. So for me, I thought it was – I understand this situation with Jimmy and Trey, but Jimmy ain't Aaron. It's not a matter of making sure Aaron's okay with it. This is a matter of Aaron looking at him like, why are you bringing the dude in? What's he going to do? Do what Salisbury did and carry a clipboard for a lot of his career? Stop it. It was stupid. He didn't do anything for their chances to enhance and win a championship. And they better beg, borrow, cheat, and steal to keep Aaron Rodgers in tow next year. Because I got news for you. If they don't, they ain't making a playoffs next year without him a quarterback. If they're going. And that doesn't mean that Love can't be good. It was a wasted first-round pick. At that time, there was no need to do it when all you need to do is just add another player to one of the best quarterbacks on the planet. It was dumb, and I'll never, ever agree that it was the right move.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you, man, you don't know me from Adam, but I really love listening to you talk football. You've got a way of of connecting with hardcore fans and the casuals. So keep it up, man.
You're awesome, man. You guys, I love, you know how much I love this life, what you guys do there. One of these days, I'm going to sit down in the studio when it's normal again.
Yeah.
We could hash it out and have fun and go break bread after, but I don't take your guys' compliments lightly, and it's always an honor to join. I love this. I'm passionate about it. Go 49ers, and you guys know I'm available for you anytime. I appreciate it.
Hey, Sean, I gotta ask you, because I know you're in the Lone Star State. Let's just say I took that Cowboy loss hard, and I blamed Dak, and I told Steiny he's Kirk Cousins. Should my venom be geared toward him, or should it be a Kellen Moore?
Well, I think it should be geared toward Moore. It should be geared towards the run defense not stopping anybody, Mike McCarthy, for letting Kellen Moore call a draw, Kellen Moore for not handing it off to two running backs, and Dak, because I'm with you. Dak's better than that. But until he proves he's not Kirk Cousins, my man, he's Kirk Cousins. Numbers with no championship game or ring. Okay. So I'm with you. You can spew him everywhere, brother. If you got plenty of it, let's go. I'm with you. I'm on the same, where as Lowe would say, same church pew, my man.
I know you've been working with Lowe Neal now using that
there
one.
There you go.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.